man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do.
Welcome, folks. You are tuned in to the Trump Phenomenon. I'm James Kelso. The show is live, always. I'm up here in North Dakota. Paul Fromm with us from Canada. Hi, Paul.
Hi, James.
And, boy, another rollicking 24 hours in the history of the Trump era. Some people are calling it that now, the Trump era. Let me just think for a moment. Is all of the news good? Yes, it is. All of the last 24 hours, good. And large, big news. News from Europe and news from America. And we invite you to participate at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And while you've got your pencil handy there and you're taking down phone numbers, let me give you my personal phone number. And I hope you just add this into your phone book if you would. I hope you'll use it. 701, that's North Dakota area code, 317-5-317. I'll repeat it, 701-317-5-317. And I'll tell you one reason I would like you to call that number soon. Tonight, if you can, right after the show. We'll be on for 1 hour, Paul and I and you. And that is this. We've got an event coming up that's going to be super. You will enjoy it. If it's easy for you to attend, I urge you to attend. It's just west of Nashville, Tennessee, on June 15, that's a Friday, 16 and 17, Saturday and Sunday, coming up a couple months from now. And if you can, you know, I'll be flying in, so a little more expensive for me to attend. But if you can find a cheap flight, or if you're within driving distance, oh my goodness, you want to be there. People that you will get to meet, you know, wouldn't it be something to meet Dr. Kevin B. McDonald? If you haven't heard of Dr. McDonald, well, you will. He is one of the great, great minds in the cause of European people, a professor of psychology, his specialty being evolutionary, or his great interest, rather, being evolutionary psychology. The Dr. Adrian Krieg has written 20-some books, too many to count. I hope a number of you have Dr. Krieg's books in your library. If you don't now, you will. He'll be there. You get to meet him in person. Dr. Virginia Abernethy, Professor Emerita at Vanderbilt University there in Nashville. She'll be there. You're meeting a woman of history when you meet Dr. Abernethy. Dr. Tomislav Sunic, who is hails from Zagreb, Croatia, but has taught in America and schooled in America. He's got great books out in English, of course. He's really as American as you can get. He has an American citizenship. He's one of our directors of the American Freedom Party, as is Dr. McDonald and Dr. Krieg and Dr. Abernethy. Yeah. Oh, what a chance to meet Tom Sunic. And who did I, what, I didn't, let me mention also James Edwards, who is really one of the movers and shakers of the Council of Conservative Citizens, in which Paul is a director, our own Paul Fromm. James Edwards will be there. What a chance to meet the voice behind the political cesspool and behind the Council of Conservative Citizens. Now, there will be two sponsoring groups there, the American Freedom Party, in which I'm a director, and also the Council of Conservative Citizens, in which I'm a member. So there's a chance for you to meet members of these two great organizations. Let's talk about the setting. Is it in the big city? No. It's out in a beautiful country setting, but close to Nashville. Convenient. Do you have to go hunting for a hotel room or something like this? No, not at all. It's at Montgomery Bell State Park, which has an inn as part of the building in which we'll be meeting. So you get your own room. You just, you know, can go back and forth to your room from the meeting, meet with Dr. McDonald, go back to your room, take a nap, come back, meet Dr. Abernethy. And so you get the picture. Just fun. And the rooms are very nice. And they're cheap, $100 a night. Where can you get a beautiful inn room for $100 a night? And what else can I say? The food will be great. You don't have to worry about food. You don't have to go out to fast food joints or anything like that. There's a great sit-down restaurant right there as part of the state park, run by the state park personnel. So it's all... Go ahead, Paul.
The food is a buffet. It's excellent, excellent. And the setting is just remarkably beautiful. You're up in the... I guess you'd say in the mountains, and it's just a beautiful place. It's good for the soul, and of course, it's even better for the soul to be with your own people.
Yeah, and now when Paul says the mountains, it's a rural setting, and there are hills. There are hills there.
Yeah,
but just so you're not daunted by that, it's not like going up into the Rockies or the Canadian Rockies. It's hills, hill country there, and patriot country. One of the things I noticed as I was driving in 2016 at the American Renaissance Conference there, I counted as I drove through that rural countryside there. And I think every other house had an American flag flying in front of or atop the house. Every other house. I thought that was really something. It stood out. And these are just, you know, middle class, moderate income people, nothing fancy. Let's see, what else can I say? Yes, the natural setting, the weather, of course, June 15, 16, and 17, the weather is going to be great, guaranteed. You can kayak in the river there. Yeah, there's a lake right there. The woods all around. What else can I say? The ballroom or the conference room in which we'll hold our meeting is large and very nice. Oh, the security, will it be secure? Can you bring your kids and your family? Yes. The Tennessee State Park Rangers provide the security, and they're there in large numbers and provide absolute, wonderful, friendly security. And let's see, what else can I... And we who are organizing the event, we will endeavor, our first goal really is to give you a peaceful, relaxing event with great, exciting minds and a chance for you to have fun and to meet your friends. So I would love to meet any of you who listen to this show. I would love you to attend to this. That's why I gave you my phone number, 701-317-5317. And if you write it down, you can call me anytime today, tomorrow, or any other day, just about any time of the day. And I'd love to answer your questions, talk to you about what it's like, what, you know, would you like to attend? How much does it cost? Oh, I forgot that. The cost. Is it expensive? No, it's not. The event will cost you $125 to attend. It goes up $25 when we get close to the event, but it's $125 right now. And that's a bargain. You know, you're getting a lot. The event starts Friday afternoon and evening. The main course is served intellectually on Saturday. We'll be having half-hour speeches. That's another thing. The gentleman who's really masterminding the organization, very, very smart thing to do. The speeches are just half an hour long. I just say, hallelujah, brother, no one-hour speeches. Half an hour with 15-minute breaks in between for you to do the most important thing, which is meet your buddies, meet your comrades in our cause. And other fees and costs, there really aren't any. There's a $35 banquet on Saturday night, and that's very well prepared by the state park, and delicious food. But that's optional. You don't need to sign up for that. What else can I say? That's it. It's really you can reserve a room for Friday night or Saturday night or Sunday night or all three nights or any combination. You can also get there earlier. You could stay Thursday night if you wanted to. Call me if you want to do that. It's a little bit different. But for the three nights that we've reserved, we have rooms reserved for you there. We've really taken care of you. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, go to our website. Get your pencil out again. TheAmericanFreedomParty.us. TheAmericanFreedomParty.us. And you'll see a link on the upper right side of your page there to our conference. And in there, you can use the buttons in there to sign up. And it's pretty well done. I know when I was using it, I had to start over again once or twice because I used up the timer. There's a timer on it. But it ultimately works, and you get your whatever tickets you want to buy and whatever rooms you want to reserve. I'll go back in there during one of the breaks tonight. I'll go back in there and check on it. There was one little tiny detail that needed ironing out, which is just which nights you want when you reserve a room. It didn't quite specify which nights, but don't worry about that. I'll be talking with you. Leave a phone number when you make a reservation. Call my phone number. We will guide you every step of the way. We will make sure your room is ready. We'll make sure your pillow is fluffed up and there's a mint on your pillow. And we're going to make it a really nice event for you. So I hope you come. I hope you avail yourself of this opportunity. If you've never been to one of these Patriot events, this is a great one to start out with. And if you've been to a bunch of them, it's going to be one of the best you've ever attended. So that's the news there. I don't announce it enough. I need to announce it more on the shows. But we don't want a giant attendance. We're not going to shoot for 500 people. We want an intimate, calm, chance for a couple hundred of us to get together with some of our leading thinkers in the entire history of our movement. I got the doctors in there. How about the Esquires? William Daniel Johnson, Esquire, the chairman of the American Freedom Party, he will be there. And so will a number of others, and I'll mention some of those others to you. Well, now let's turn to the news of the last 24 hours. What's the biggest story to me in the last 24 hours? The, whatever you want to call it, still hasn't been named yet, FISA Gate, FBI Gate, Justice Department Gate, Obama Gate. It's really accelerating. Andy, as they call him in their text messages, Peter Strzok and Lisa Page, good old Andy, we are told, if he doesn't get his full pension by making it to Sunday, if he's not fired before Sunday, if he's still got his job on Sunday, he gets his full pension. Right. He has let it be known that if he is fired before Sunday, he will take down everybody with him.
Oh, everybody. What does he have on you, James?
He's only talking about the traitors at the top of the FBI and the Justice Department. But, folks, this is such an act of insanity. These people are losing their minds because here's what – now – why is it intensifying? Why is the heat going up for Andy McCabe? Because the magnitude of this case is growing by leaps and bounds. Today, Mark Levin, in his radio show, said this is the greatest crime. Now, get ready for this. in history. Now, this is that; those are spoken by an attorney who is an historian and a very good one. The greatest crime in history. It is expanding outward, folks. James Clapper, the director of National Intelligence, John Brennan, director of the CIA, they are now fully in this, up to their eyeballs. Sally Yates, up to her eyeballs. All of Obama's attorneys general, up to their eyeballs. Obama, they're all being dragged into this. And here's what we're learning, folks. The today, Ohio's great congressman on the oversight committee, Jim Jordan. Jim Jordan found among the text messages and emails that they've been given, which constitute, folks, just 1/3 of 1% of the documents that have been seized by Michael Horowitz, the Inspector General of the Justice Department, with 600 employees under him. Jim Jordan spotted a gem, which is a text message between Peter Strzok and Lisa Page, his lover, girlfriend. Both of them are married.
Well, not to each other.
What?
But not to each other.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, important detail.
That was a great Barbara Mandrell song from the 1980s, when you're married but not to each other.
There you go. Well, they are, and they won't be entitled to, what do they call them, connubial visits or whatever it is in jail, since they aren't really married. Message
connubial or canoodling?
Canoodling or whatever, I don't know what it is. But here it is. They were messaging to each other about their FISA court judge, whose name is Contreras. And they were messaging back and forth about what they should get this guy to do. They were conspiring, setting up a meeting with Contreras and guiding him. Now, this guy Contreras is the guy who's accepted the guilty plea of 3-star General Mike Flynn. But only days after that, and that was a setup. We now, by the way, it's all coming unglued, the case against Michael Flynn. Watch him. His whole case is going to be overturned. And he will be filing mega-million-dollar lawsuits to recover his house, which he's losing, the $1.5 million in legal fees, which he's been saddled with. This Contreras recused himself from further hearing the case a couple days later. What did that amount to? That amounted to the felon, as he's backing out of the room, wiping away his fingerprints. Contreras was in it with Strzok, in it with Lisa Page. Folks, I left the best out. Let me try to remember the exact quote here. Joe DiGenova, former Washington, D.C. federal prosecutor, Joe DiGenova said today, he called James Comey. Now think about this, folks. This is a top federal prosecutor talking about the just recently dismissed director of the FBI, James Comey. Let me look for the words. So I use these exact words. He called Comey the most famous bad cop in America. Now, that's not the language you expect from a federal prosecutor about the director of the FBI. Folks, that is devastating language. He called the director of the FBI the most famous bad cop in America. Wow. We'll come back to that right after this break.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with voracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
We're back, folks. And the quote I left you with, Joe DiGenova, consider the source, Joe DiGenova, federal prosecutor for Washington, D.C. This is a man with credentials, folks. And this is a man who would always, under normal circumstances, speak most respectfully of the director of the FBI, whoever it might be. It's unimaginable that a federal prosecutor would call the director of the FBI the most famous dirty cop in America. Now, folks, dirty cop is the worst term. Think of any term you want. A federal prosecutor could not use a more damning term than dirty cop. Or also, the judge is being called a dirty judge, or the judges in the FISA court. Mark Levin has said the FISA court, the entire thing needs to be abolished. And all of these personalities need to be put in jail. Sean Hannity making the exact same call. Greg Jarrett of Fox making the exact same call. And this latest bit of news that Andrew McCabe, who appears to be losing his mind, facing the prospect. These people, They've never had an honest job in their lives. They thought they were on top of the world, that they had taken over America. And as Mark Levin says, in the greatest crime in the history of the world. That's how big this is. So, folks, we talked about it last night. Watch out for false flags. But they're already here. The distractions are already here. Watch the national news media. Latch on to any story that can distract you. Anybody run over, a crash, a fire, a tornado, an accident, anything, sex, gore, scandal, anything they can latch on to divert your attention. And that's exactly what all of the networks are doing. They're pretending that the FISA gate doesn't exist. They're totally ignoring this story. So that's, boy, that's the biggest event of the last 24 hours. Let me give you another great event. Let's turn our attention to Europe for just a moment. Viktor Orban today has put out a speech in front of tens of thousands of roaring Hungarian patriots who are just like you. I'll even speak a little Hungarian for you. Let me see if I can remember it. Hang on. When I was a little boy, I had a great stamp collection. And among my Hungarian stamps was a stamp that had on it a motto from the most famous of the Hungarian patriots, and it was Talpra Magyar, Hia Haza. And that means, Talpra Magyar means stand up Magyar, Hungarian. Hia Haza, your nation calls. And that's what Viktor Orban is doing. Let me just go to listen to the language he's using in a speech he gave. Let me just first cover the story before you listen to Viktor Orban. Hungarian leader Viktor Orban, this is Breitbart, issued a stark warning to the peoples of Europe and to us on his country's National Day, telling them that Europe is now under invasion, his words. And the empire of George Soros, his words again, is seeking to, these are all his words, break Hungary for standing in its way. Now, here's what he says. The situation, dear friends, is that there are those who want to take our country from us, said the conservative heavyweight whose Fidesz party, that's spelled F-I-D-E-S-Z, and they are in power. They are completely in supermajority power in the Hungarian government. The Fidesz party is heading into national elections. These are on April 8th. He says, not with the stroke of a pen has happened as happened 100 years ago at Trianon. That would be, I think, the Napoleonic Treaty that pretty much wiped out Hungary. Now they want us to voluntarily hand our country over to others over a period of a few decades. They want us to hand it over to foreigners coming from other continents who do not speak our language and who do not respect our culture, our laws, or our way of life. People who want to replace what is ours with what is theirs. What they want is that henceforward, it will increasingly not be we and our descendants who live here, but others. There is no exaggeration in what I have just said. Day by day, we see the great European countries and nations losing their countries, little by little, from district to district and from city to city. The situation is that those who do not halt immigration at their borders are lost. Slowly but surely they are consumed. And when he says slowly, folks, he said two or three decades, which is, that's, in terms of history, that's lightning fast. He continues, external forces and international powers want to force all this upon us with the help of their allies here in our country. And they see our upcoming election as a good opportunity for this. Then he says, I'll come back to this. This is electrifying, folks. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Well, My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
So sick and tired of listening to what you got to say. I decided I just got to stand up and say so. Sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Hey, we are sick and tired. And the people of Hungary and all white nations are sick and tired of the nonsense they're getting. We're talking about Viktor Orban, and here is what he said yesterday. He says, Prime Minister Orban characterized the present ideological clash as one between ordinary people, patriots, and those who support nation-state democracy, that's you folks out there, on the one hand, and cosmopolitan elitists on the other. There's Peter Strzok and James Comey. National, he says, national and globalist forces have never squared up to each other so openly, said Orban. Remember what we said yesterday? The polarization has never been so great. And it's wonderful because we're finally having the battle. He says, we, the millions with national feelings, are on one side. The elite citizens of the world are on the other side. We, who believe in nation states, the defense of borders, the family, and the value of work, are on one side. And opposing us are those who want open society, a world without borders or nations, new forms of family, devalued work and cheap workers, all ruled over by an army of shadowy and unaccountable bureaucrats. On one side, national and democratic forces, and on the other side, supranational and anti-democratic forces.
Very good.
Yes, he says, Orban was clear that in his view, the consequences for Europe of acquiescing to the EU, implementing what his government has described as the Soros plan, would be dire. He says, this is our homeland. This is our life, and we have no other. He declared that Fidesz would fight for it to the end and never surrender, but acknowledged the strength of the forces arrayed against it, which seek to, these are his words, break Hungary, which stands in the path of immigrants, and settle thousands, tens of thousands of immigrants in Hungary within a few years. He said, Europe is now under invasion. The western half of Europe looks at all this with its hands raised in surrender. Those who raise their hands have laid down their weapons and will never again decide their own fate. The history of the defeated will later be written by others. The young of Western Europe will see this when they become minorities in their own countries and they have lost the only place in the world that could be called home. Finally, Viktor Orban says, forces are appearing, the like of which the world has not seen for a long time, I would say ever. In Africa, there will be 10 times as many young people as in Europe. If Europe does nothing, they will kick down the door on us. Brussels is not defending Europe, and it is not halting immigration, but wants to support it and organize it. It wants to dilute the population of Europe and to replace it, to cast aside our culture, our way of life, and everything which separates and distinguishes us Europeans from the other peoples of the world. It will be small consolation, he ends, that the peoples of Europe will not forgive those leaders who completely changed Europe without first asking its people. Wow. Now, folks, that's the president of a European nation. And that's the model that we have here in America. He praises President Trump. Listen to him praising President Trump. He says this. Now, you can hear his voice for a moment here. He's speaking in Hungarian, of course. And I'll give you the translation in just a moment. But listen to him for just a minute. You get used to this great man's voice.
Minden nemzetnek joga van ahhoz, hogy saját magát tegye az első helyre. Ez a nagy változás. Ez a mondat korábban nem hangozhatott volna el az amerikai elnök szájából. Most elhangzott. Ez azt jelenti, hogy a multilateralizmusnak vége van, és a bilaterális korszak köszönhető be.
Now, what did he just say? He said, the key sentence of President Trump's inaugural speech is this one, saying that every nation has the right to put itself first. And then he says, you just heard him say that. Then he says, let me skip forward a little bit to where he says, this is the big change. This sentence could not have been heard from a U.S. president before. Now it has been said. Wow. So, folks, these guys get it. If you think these are dumb bunnies, Trump and Orban, and it's just an accident that they got in and that they don't know, and they're stumbling around. No, they're not stumbling around. That was a political philosopher you just heard there, a very deep man talking about his deep fellow leader in America. And they've got elections coming up. Here's another little moment of Orban.
Hogy Európa utolsó reménye a kereszténység.
A függetlenségünk.
Becslések szerint a bevándorlók aránya gyorsuló ütemben nő majd a tőlünk nyugatra fekvő európai országokban.
He said the invasion will grow at an accelerated pace in the European countries west of us.
Franciaországról és Hollandiáról inkább nem is mondok semmit.
I won't even say anything about France and Holland.
De például a született németek is, a legtöbb.
Even the born Germans, he's using that phrase, Paul, for like the founder settler people.
Yep.
He's calling them, even the born Germans are being forced back from the most large German cities.
Német nagyvárosban visszaszorulóban vannak. A bevándorlók ugyanis először mindig a nagyvárosokat foglalják.
As migrants always occupy big cities first.
A kultúránk, az identitásunk,
if things go on this way,
és a nemzeteink, ahogy ma ismerjük őket, a kultúránk, az identitásunk,
our culture, our identity and our nations, as we know them today, will cease to exist.
És a nemzet,
our worst nightmares become reality.
Nemzeteink, ahogy ma ismerjük őket, ez így.
The West falls, while Europe does not even notice it is being invaded. Can you believe this language, Paul?
This is really powerful.
Yeah, I mean,
translated and put in, put up on the Occidental review. This is really good.
Yes, and folks, if you in your most wild dream of going to heaven were to try to imagine a president of a white nation making a greater statement on our behalf, you couldn't surpass what you just heard. This is as good as it gets. And none of us in our lifetimes, nowhere, for me, going all the way back to Dwight D. Eisenhower, none of us have ever heard anything like this. And Orbán knows it. So there you go. That's Viktor Orbán. So great things happening on the other side of the Atlantic. And then great things happening here as Donald Trump has survived this first year where the purpose. Oh, Joe DiGenova said today, he said, these criminals, you know, the bad cop, calling Comey a bad cop, and the other bad cops with him, they had three goals. One was to prevent Donald Trump from becoming elected. The other was to make sure that Hillary did get elected and to cover up her crimes in order to accomplish that. And then thirdly, if Trump were elected, to destroy him.
Wow.
And they've been working on all three of those goals nonstop for 2 years now, or whatever the exact amount of time is. But now, this is getting so big, folks. This is, I guess, the point I want to leave tonight. This is the new development. The story is getting so huge. It's going to go outward, and it's going to, in space, it's going to go upward in the names of people dragged into the cabal, the criminals, all the way up to Obama and Hillary. And if there's somebody above them, I don't know. If there's some other person we don't know about who's above both of them, it's going to go to that dude. And then it's going to go backwards in time. And the reason that no one's been fired, can you believe it? No one's been fired. No one has even been sanctioned. And yet the greatest crimes, as Mark Levin says, the greatest crimes in the history of America have clearly been committed. And they're caught red-handed. No one's been reprimanded, fired, nothing. Why? How can you explain that? None of the FISA judges have, you know, made any move to fix the bad warrants that they issued. Why? Well, the reason is, why is Christopher Wray defending Andy McCabe? And now here's another development in the last 24 hours. From within the FBI itself, one of the examining bodies in the FBI, and these have to be real FBI agents who come from the old school FBI who are not corrupted. The internal FBI reviewing committee, I remember the exact name of this group, they recommended Andrew McCabe be removed. They recommended it. Jeff Sessions isn't doing it. What? Remember, Andrew McCabe is the deputy director of the FBI. And he's not being removed by Jeff Sessions. What's going on? So, I think, folks, this is an astonishing development. And, well, there you have it. Let me see if we the phone lines are open. It's got me stuttering. And you can call it at 800-313-9443. Let's see if we've got some other stories here that I can present. This is our Friday show, which means, of course, we're going to take Saturday off, and then we'll rejoin you on Sunday with a two-hour show. What are some stories here? I don't want to get dragged into any of the smaller stories, because this story is so big. It's got to be our focus, and we've got to spread this story as the left-wing media, desperate. And, of course, they're the other arm. This bad cop cabal, who is a fundamental part of the bad cop cabal? The media. This rotten element inside the FBI and the Justice Department, they could not have gotten away with any of this without the help of Anderson Cooper and Wolf Blitzer and all the other. These people are now in the role, really, as co-conspirators and enablers. They're in the role of criminals themselves. We have a criminal media. And of course, so they're struggling desperately to put anything else on the air, anything other than this one huge story. But listen to this. Here's some of the text. Now, Jim Jordan, congressman of Ohio from the northwest corner of Ohio, here's what he came up with. He found, where's my note on this? There are 1.2 million documents in the possession of Michael Horowitz, the inspector general of the FBI, of the Justice Department, rather. Only, I think the number is 3,000 have been released to Congress's oversight, intelligence, and judiciary committees. This is less than 1/3 of 1%. And yet, from this tiny sample, imagine what they're withholding. Tom Fitton of Judicial Watch has said he has put in a FOIA request, Freedom of Information Act, a FOIA request for the emails, messages, and so on of Andrew McCabe. Rod Rosenstein, and I call him Rod Rodentstein, has told him to pound sand. Nothing. You're getting nothing. We don't have any messages from Andrew McCabe for you. So they're stonewalling all of this stuff. Listen to this. This is one of the texts that miraculously Jim Jordan of Ohio, here's what he came up with. Listen to this. These are the two lovebirds messaging. He says, Page says, I thought of it because you had to Google FISA judges. Wait, let me go down a little further. Struck. She brought up a good point about being circumspect in talking to him. That's Contreras, the FISA judge, in terms of not placing him into a situation where he'd have to recuse himself. In other words, they're contriving here to cover up their crime. And then he says, really? Struck says, really? Rudy is the name of Contreras, the judge's name. I'm in charge of espionage for the FBI. Any espionage FISA comes before him, Contreras. What should he do, given his friend oversees them? Now, folks, this is conversation back and forth between these two people, so it's a little bit hard to figure out what they're talking about. But I mean, this is the talk of dirty criminals talking how they're going to arrange the fix with the dirty judge among the dirty heads of the FBI. And notice that Strzok says of himself, I'm in charge of espionage for the FBI. That's not a little. I'm in charge of espionage for the FBI. And what was this FISA court stuff about? Spying, not on Carter Page. Yes, it was Carter Page, in whose name the FISA warrant was feloniously written. But they're not interested in Carter Page by putting the microphone, so to speak, on Carter Page. They were listening to whom? Donald Trump. And everybody that Carter Page might call in the Trump organization. In other words, they were putting a little Big Brother microphone on the wall of every room of the Trump organization. They're going to spy on Donald Trump's campaign, spy on Donald Trump. This is a coup d'etat. And notice this guy's bragging. I'm in charge of espionage for the FBI. I'm reading this off of Sarah Carter's website. And why did Contreras recuse himself, asked Jordan. Text messages show he had a relationship with Strzok. Why did the Department of Justice make it difficult for us to get the information? And then he says, these guys are stunned. We got a little break here, then we'll come back with one more segment. We've got Richard and Austin and Chuck in Texas. We're going to get to both of you as soon as this break ends. Stay tuned.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Back, and I'm going to rush this through. Hang on, Chuck in Texas. Hang on, Richard in Austin. Listen to this. This is Joe DeGeneva, federal prosecutor, Washington, D.C., former. Here's what he has to say in 1 minute. He nails it all. Listen to the passion of this man. He's on the Tucker Carlson Show.
For us, it means that the system of equal justice has been rent asunder by the conduct of James Comey, America's best-known dirty cop, Andrew McCabe, and others, including senior Obama administration Justice Department officials. This is a moment in history that has sullied the reputation of the FBI and the Department of Justice, and deservedly so. Every one of these people should be put in a wanted poster at a post office, even though they may never be arrested. What they have done to the department and the FBI is undermine the confidence of the American people in federal law enforcement. It is disgraceful, and it all stems from their animus toward President Trump. It is despicable.
Wow. Okay.
I'm not sure what he means.
Yeah. Pretty soon he'll tell us how he feels. Chuck in Texas, how do you feel? Chuck in Texas, you're on the air.
Well, my friend, yeah, our president is under a lot of attack right now. While I may have some real problems with what he's doing in the Middle East and with continuing the wars all over for questionable reasons, the reason I called you was you're a mover and a shaker in the American Freedom Party. And I've done a little bit of research and looked at it, and I look at it and I'm like, man, I am all in on what the American Freedom Party is about. And I just wanted you to kind of shift the show, so to speak, to tell us about the American Freedom Party. So that,
all righty,
you know, we have
Chuck?
You know, something. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. Those very kind words on your part. Just for starters, folks, the American Freedom Party was the first political party to endorse Donald Trump for president. And if you want to know what we believe, if you like Donald Trump, you'll love the American Freedom Party. Because all of these initiatives that Donald Trump has launched, like controlling our borders, like saving our jobs, like bringing our factories back to America, all of those things we've supported. And also, by the way, Chuck, I don't want to split hairs with you right now, but on the question of war, I regard him very definitely, and I'll back this up in another show at another time. He's a peace president. He has not started wars. No war has been started. He hasn't expanded any wars. And he may have made possibly the missile strike in Syria was a blunder. But, you know, the only thing that was blown up were a couple of Russian surplus jets. And his latest initiative as regards war, which is possibly getting Korea to forswear nukes, that's an incredible thing for which that alone he'd be remembered for all time. We'll talk more about the American Freedom Party, Chuck, in future shows. I do want to talk more about it. Sunday, I promise you, we'll talk a bunch about it. And I want to urge people, I hope, you know, Chuck, you're there in Texas. It's not that much of a drive up to Tennessee. I hope folks like you can come to our conference in Tennessee on June 15, 16, and 17. Apologize for the shortness of time here, Chuck. Richard in Austin, you've got a rain check for Sunday, sir, and I apologize for keeping you waiting. And to all of you out there, thank you for tuning in. Paul, thank you. Another great day in the Trump era. See you on Sunday.
Always a pleasure.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.